The giants up there to go up there didn't have power to ladder.
But what do they have in buildings that have that are maybe 3 stories tall? That what do they have besides elevators?
They have ladder.
Uh-huh.
They have ladder.
What about stairway or staircase?
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm.
Do you ever see one of them?
Mm-mm. I sure didn't. They never seen that.
And what do you have, out here to walk from the porch down to the ground?
Steps.
Uh-huh.
Them steps.
And years ago, on Monday, women would get all the dirty clothes together.
And wash.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd say they had to do the...
washing.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. They'd do the washing. Well, we had that same thing to do now, is wash.
Uh-huh.
Same thing to do now. Cause some of the robes on the road boat right now.
Do you still use the road boat?
Yet using the road boat. I got 3 old pieces. And I'm still rubbing on the road boat. I ain't got no washing machine.
How do you do your washing nowadays? Do you have?
I wash a little every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day but Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I wash a little. See, that keep me, nobody me, keep my little dirty clothes clean. And on a Sunday, I ain't got to go to church. I ain't got time to stay at the house on a Sunday. After I get breakfast on, straighten up, I got to go to church on a Sunday.
Do you stay at church all day?
Go at 9, stay sometimes at 5 and 6, sometimes stay there till 10, 11 o'clock at night at church.
You must really love that church.
I do. I love church.
Do you go any other days during the week?
Now, sometime at night. In the week time, I go to church.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A long time ago, how did people do their washing? What would they heat the water in?
In the wash pot. I got one now.
Do you still heat water in it?
No, but I can... If they hem me up, I will heat water in it. I got a wash pot now. My wash pot will go out. You see, when I move away from home, I just had bought a wash pot about 4 years before I moved away from home.
Uh-huh.
Bought them Sears Roebuck. And I mean, and I got that wash pot now. I'm going to sell that wash pot because I can't get what I had to give for that wash pot. And I got it now setting up over there in my kitchen. Uh-huh. Tank bottom up in my kitchen. Because I can't sell that wash pot. I may have to start to boil my clothes. If I don't, I'll get the clothes. When the tubs wear out and put them clothes in the rubber, mm-hmm. and then put them over there in the wrenching tub and wrench.
Mm-hmm.
That pot costs too much to sell it for little enough.
How much did it cost?
$24. Well, back then, that would have been expensive. Yeah, the pots was, and then I lived, the brand new pots were high. And then that's been about 11 years ago I bought that pot now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And pots had gone to be pretty high, brand new pots. And I wouldn't nobody let me, I couldn't get in that second hand, and nobody go get in that second hand. And mama had to buy that brand new pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep that brand new pot.
Do you have hot water at your house?
Mm-mm, no.
Do you have electricity?
Mm-hmm. Gas.
After people did their washing, they'd take the clothes in, and after they were dried, then what
would
you
do?
Uh-huh.
Some of them iron, some of them you press.
Okay.
I press a piece of mine because I don't like no starch. And then I got plenty of encouragement about starch in my clothes.
What's the difference between pressing something and ironing it?
It's different because when you iron, some of it's got starch in it.
I see.
And you press, you can damn press that pressing.
Uh-huh.
But when you iron, you starch clothes.
Uh-huh. What if people, nowadays, they might just take their clothes and send it to a...
You send them to a lawn.
Uh-huh. And say if you wanted to hang up a picture, you could take a nail and to hit the nail with, you'd take a...
A hammer.
Uh-huh.
But you can't do that much now. I mean, how you can, it won't hold a final name.